Page 50, Summaries of CCB Board Meeting Minutes by Gabe Griffith. April 15, 2010, Pre-Convention Board Meeting. President Jeff Tom called the meeting to order at a little after 3 p.m. Gabe Griffith called the roll. All members were present. The minutes of the January 13, 2010 conference call were accepted with a couple of modifications. Dan Kaiser and Lily McRae gave a fundraising report. Dan talked about how important face-to-face contact is in fundraising. Lily reported on current fundraising efforts and discussed grants that CCB is in the process of applying for. It was moved and seconded to accept this report. The Budget Committee had a couple of recommendations for increases of prices related to conventions. In two separate motions, the Board voted to increase the convention registration price from $10 to $15 and to increase the meal prices for attendees by $5. Both of these will be in effect beginning with the fall 2010 convention in San Diego. Frank Welty has been attending planning meetings for a 20th anniversary celebration of the signing of the ADA. He outlined some of the events being planned for the week of July 26, 2010. The board voted to sponsor a booth at this event. Page 51. Capital Day is an important event for this organization, and with the spring convention being held in the Bay Area, it had to be separate from the convention. The board decided to have Capital Day on May 18 and to budget up to $250 to help defray the cost of lunches. Attendees would be responsible for their own transportation. During the treasurer's report, Chris Gray discussed a proposed versus actual budget document. This outlined where CCB is in regards to its projected income and spending in relation to the actual numbers. He also reported that the 2007 and 2008 audits have been completed. It was also decided to continue working with the same firm that completed these audits for the 2009 audit. The board then accepted this report. Donna Pomerantz gave the Webb Task Force report. There is an ACB group that is actively working with the Webb Management Program that CCB wants to implement. The board accepted the Webb Task Force report. Bernice Kandarian gave the Publications Committee report. She discussed the numbers of people receiving the Blind Californian in the various formats. The Publications Committee report was accepted. Kathy Skivers gave the Newell Perry and Ellen Murphy reports, including the trustees and amounts in each fund. She also discussed some of the things those two funds do. Both reports were accepted by the board. Page 52. At this point, the meeting recessed from a couple minutes after 5 until about 7:30. Before reconvening, everyone in attendance was treated to a wonderful performance by the jazz band from the California School for the Blind. There was discussion surrounding moving to a new company for vehicle donations. It was decided to move to a company called Action Donation Services on a one-year trial basis. Chris then discussed the proposed budget for 2010. This proposed budget was adopted by the board. All of the hotels that the board was considering for the spring 2011 convention had also submitted proposals for spring 2012, so the board made decisions on both conventions. It was decided to visit the DoubleTree Hotel in Sacramento in 2011 and return to the Crowne Plaza SFO Airport Hotel in Burlingame in 2012. After a few announcements, the meeting adjourned. December 14, 2009, conference call minutes. President Jeff Tom called the meeting to order and went over the agenda for the meeting. Gabe Griffith then called the roll. There were two absences. The minutes for the October 2009 pre-convention board meeting minutes were accepted unanimously. The board voted to participate in a share program where people with cards handed out by CCB members could be used to have a percentage of their purchases at stores around Northern and Southern California donated to CCB. Page 53, the board then moved into executive session to discuss the Caltrans settlement and staff bonuses. After leaving executive session, the board decided to begin the spring pre-convention board meeting at 3 p.m. with a break for dinner and the California School for the Blind Jazz Band performance. It was decided to set aside $5,000 for the crisis fund in fiscal year 2010. Before adjourning, there were several announcements, including Jeff thanking Ann Kaiser and Richard Ueda for their years of service, since they will be leaving the board at the end of 2009. January 13, 2010, conference call. President Jeff Tom called the meeting to order. Dan Kaiser was absent and Chris Gray would join the call later. The minutes from the December 13, 2009 conference call were accepted with a couple of modifications. Jeff then read the Webb Task Force written report. There were several modifications made and the board then accepted the report. Chris, who had joined the call by this point, reported that we have a draft copy of the 2008 audit. It was decided to use the 2007 audit for any necessary purposes. The board decided to contract with a company called Conference Direct for the fall 2011 convention hotel bids. This company says they can get organizations lower rates because they bring a large amount of business to hotels. The agreement that CCB set up does not preclude CCB from seeking its own hotel bids. The final item of business for this meeting was to decide to join a Southern California Edison program that would allow people to get free weather stripping and obtain more energy-efficient appliances. CCB will get $2 for each person that is referred to this program.